Oh, the ceremony was just lovely. Everything was absolutely perfect. I'm so happy it all went so smoothly.
I have to admit, it was really nice. It would have been nice to have some say in how things were handled, but I can tell that you put a lot of work into our wedding, Mother.
Well, of course I did. Nothing's too good for my dear daughter. Weddings can be so stressful, so I decided to take all that stress onto myself.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it, I suppose. And how are you feeling, my dear I suppose you're not my fiancé anymore. We're married! Wow, that feels weird. Not bad, just weird. Anyways, how are you feeling? You seemed a little nervous during the ceremony. Not that I can blame you, of course.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Well, you have absolutely nothing to worry about, sweetie. You'll do a terrific job as king. I could tell from the second I first smelled you that you would be perfect. Don't underestimate a monster's sense of smell, sweetie. I can tell all sorts of things about you just from your aroma. And aside from that, I knew my daughter would like someone with a good scent. Isn't that right, dear?
Yes, I suppose. You do smell really nice. I wasn't really expecting it to have such an effect on me. It's a little bit embarrassing, really. Choosing a spouse by their scent is an old tradition among monster kind, and I always thought that it was, well, old-fashioned and regressive. There are more important things than how a person smells, after all. But I suppose, in the end, I am fundamentally a monster, and I can't deny that I have certain instincts, let's call them.
I knew you would warm up to the idea of a traditional marriage. Traditions become traditions for a reason, you know.
It's not that... Honestly, I don't know what to think. I'm supposed to be a little warmer to the idea, but I'm still not sure. I'll go through with it because you insist, Mother, but we'll just have to see how I feel about it.
I suppose I'll have to take what I can get. But take it from me. You'll be so much happier once you embrace your instincts. It's an important thing for monsters. Once you give yourself over, you'll wonder why you ever tried to stray from them. Oh, I suppose I never told you much about that, sweetie. Well, the instincts of female monsters are quite powerful, to say the least. It's part of why the king has the role that they do. The monster queen will tend to... We'll say that they have an instinct to put their mate somewhere safe. That's a large part of the reason that the king has a less active role.
I've been told before that a female's monster's instinct gets stronger after she takes a mate, but I didn't think it would be that much of a difference. If I'm being completely honest, it's taking a little bit of willpower on my part to keep me from just snatching you up.
Tell me about it. I almost slipped right onto your father right after he said, I do.
Mother!
Oh, don't be so timid, dear. It's simply a fact of life.
That doesn't mean I want to hear about it. Moving moving on to a less awkward subject. How exactly is everything going to work with the succession? You sprang all of this on us so suddenly. You never really explained that, Mother.
Oh, didn't I? I suppose I had to forget something. Well, now that you're married, you are the queen-elect. At some point, I'll be abdicating the throne to you and becoming the queen dowager. At that point, I'll just be an advisor to you. We have a fair amount of freedom in how we transition. What my mother did for me was start passing some of her duties to me, just a little bit at a time. Once I was taking over all of her duties, she abdicated. My grandmother, on the other hand, she abdicated the moment my mother married. It was very sudden and jarring for her to be dropped into the role of queen, even though she had been practicing.
Yes, I think I'd rather get used to things first. I've watched you my entire life, but I still don't know if I'm truly ready to be queen.
Oh, you'll do fine, dear. Honestly, I'm surprised that you're nervous. You've always been a very practical, capable girl. You'll do everything splendidly. Don't you worry.
So, how exactly will this work? Will I sit in on your meetings and courts? Start giving my opinions, perhaps?
It can work however you want it to work, Miashka. That sounds like a good start. Eventually, I'll be having you be the one that's doing the primary decision-making for some minor details. I'll only intercede if I think I really need to. It will be good for you to learn to make decisions without relying on me. And then... Oh, of course, sweetie. You will... Well, I don't think you'll need to worry all that much, sweetie. Things will work out for you. After all, you'll have your lovely wife, Miashka, to show you what you need to do. Yes, I know I've always been vague about how you'll fit into things. That was intentional. It's a very strong tradition among monsters to keep the exact duties of their spouses a surprise. It's odd, I know, but there are certain practical reasons as to why it's good for you to go in blind, so to speak. It works better if you aren't expecting it.
Even I have to admit that there's not much point to us doing a traditional marriage if you're told ahead of time. And now that we're married, I'm really starting to want to try things the traditional way.
That's the spirit, dear. I knew you'd come around.
I'm still not totally sure. If it's all right with you, dear, could we wait a few days before that honeymoon? I need to gather my thoughts on the matter. Thank you. It's not at all that I don't want to be intimate with you. It's more about what comes after. I'll really have to think about how I want to proceed with that.
Miashka, I know I tend to put a lot of pressure on you to do things a certain way. I really do just want the best for you, you know. I'm sure after you've had some time to think about it, you'll understand the merits of doing it the traditional way.
We'll see about that, Mother.
That we will, Miashka. And as for you, sweetie, don't worry so much about it. You'll see in time that you have a very important place, both in this kingdom and in your marriage.
There's no doubt about that. You're already important to me either way. I'm still trying to decide exactly how I want our relationship to go, but I do want a relationship with you. You're sweet, charming, and yes, your scent is completely intoxicating.
I picked you for a reason. There were many humans out there who I could have brought back with me, but you were by far the best suited to become king. I wouldn't choose someone for my daughter if they weren't the absolutely best of the best. I understand you have doubts about yourself. Most humans probably couldn't understand what makes you so special. But we understand. I'm sure that in time, you'll understand why you're such a catch.
It really isn't something that you have any reason to worry about. I am not going to let you go to waste. You do have talents. That much is obvious to me already. And my awakened instincts only make you that much more desirable to me. You're going to make a great king, and I am so happy to be married to you. I was upset earlier that I didn't get a choice in the matter, but I'm starting to realize that I probably would have picked you on my own, either way.
Oh, that's lovely. You two are becoming close so fast. Maybe now you'll start to trust your mother's judgment, Miashka?
Don't get cocky, Mother. We'll see. As they say, a broken clock is still right twice a day.
Tisk, tisk. Still so harsh to your own mother. I see that some things will never change. You remind me of your father, you know. He had quite a sharp tongue.
That's another thing. I've always been jealous that many humans get to know their fathers. I would have liked to have met mine.
Yes, it is quite a shame. I can picture the two of you making quips at each other all day long. He always had some sort of clever retort to anything that I would say. It's one of the things that drew me to him. That and, obviously, his wonderful scent. I always took what he said to be all in good fun, of course. But there are times where I wonder if, perhaps, if it was a small way to express some sort of resentment. He never said as much, but it's possible he resented me for bringing him in from the human world. Why I'm even bringing this up. I'm sorry. Did I say he came from the human world? Well, yes. So, originally, he was human. And then he became a monster after he spent some time here. Just like you, sweetie. Yes, sweetie. He passed on because male monsters don't live as long as... Oh, no, no. You aren't going to have a reduced lifespan just because you became a monster. You were born human, remember? Let's see. Okay, yes. So my husband was born human, but...
What I think my mother is trying to say is that my father was sickly. Because of that, the transition to monsterhood was very hard on his body, and it shortened his lifespan as a result. Right, Mother?
I've been trying to get by without directly Yes, that's right. I didn't realize how hard it would be on him. poor thing. Maybe that's why I worry he resented me. I can't help but feel responsible. Though in the end, he was very happy with me, I think. The short time we had together was simply wonderful. Female monsters are usually destined to short, fleeting relationships, so we do our best to make as happy memories as possible with the time we have. It's romantic in its own way, don't you think? But, as I said, you don't have to worry. Barring some sort of tragic accident, you are completely capable of living just as long a life as you would if you had remained human. And certainly a much more comfortable one. Anyway, let's move on to a different subject. Where do you want to go on your honeymoon? It sounds like I have a few days to prepare something quite special. There are all sorts of things we could do. The monster world is just as varied as the human world, so there are plenty of interesting destinations. So what do you think? Tropical paradise? Quiet countryside? The big city? Or maybe you'd rather just stay here, where you already have everything you could possibly want. Oh, excellent choice. I can start getting things ready for the three of us. Oh, assuming that choice is all right with you, dear. You have just as much say, of course.
I mean, the destination's fine, but did you say the three of us? Are you coming with us?
Well, of course, dear. What if you need, coaching?
Mother!
All right. We'll talk about it later. I just realized that the two of you have quite literally never had a moment alone together. I'll give you some time together to do, well, whatever you like. Have fun.
She's just so much. Sorry about that. I think I mentioned earlier that I like to breed boundlings. Do you want to meet them? Awesome. Let's go.